All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show live at the Omni Nashville Hotel in downtown Nashville. Having a great time. Looking forward to this. We've been, man, watching the Nashville Predators just rip up the West Coast last night. They beat the Anaheim Ducks 5-0. We're joined now by Predators defenseman Brady Shea, who's live in California. Brady, good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is. How are you, my man?
I'm doing great, guys. Yeah, it was a big win last night in Anaheim, and we're just about to get on the bus and go to the plane towards Utah. So it was a good win last night.
I love it. Thanks for. I know you're busy. Thank you for taking time out to do this with us, because there are a lot of Nashville Predator fans who have stayed up late. And I'm telling you, last night, Brady, from the group text I was in, there was a lot of words beginning with the letter F, followed by yes and exclamation points last night. Last night, what was working so well for you guys? You went 5-0, but it seemed like everybody was on last night. What was working so well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that just shows, like, when we're connected and we, you know, are making plays and, you know, coming out of our zone with the puck. And, I mean, honestly, the biggest thing was that Big Juice stood on his head. Our goalie last night was incredible. He kept us in the game. The first period, I didn't think we were our best. And then, like I said, we started getting connected in the second and third and finding some big goals, the power play cashing in, and then just younger guys making plays. It was just a great team effort by us.
When did you know last night that you had them, that you guys were clicking on all cylinders? You said you didn't come out and play your best. At what point last night did you know, like, all right, we got this game?
Well, I mean, I feel like you never really want to think like that. I mean, we've shown that this trip as well, being up 3-0 and letting teams back in the game. So we're trying to stay focused throughout the whole 60 minutes. But, no, I mean, probably that fourth goal when the third period started. That fourth goal is kind of the icing on the cake, probably. And then the fifth goal is obviously just a bonus. And then after that, you're just playing for your goalie and trying to get him the shutout. And we were able to do that, which was huge.
Brady Shea's on the line with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Brady, I heard you mention right there fourth and fifth goal. Are we just going to overlook the third goal? I mean, come on. We all know who scored it. What was going through your head when you scored that breakaway goal there?
No, I mean, I saw. I thought it was maybe going to be a 2-on-1, but I didn't know it was my D partner that was out there with me up in the play. So I just kind of started to get up in the play, and then I had some speed going, and Purvey said, gave me the, you got it. And I went in there and shot and scored, and he kind of played a little interference on me, so I was able to get a breakaway. And, yeah, pretty rare to see two defensemen on a 2-on-0 on a penalty kill. That doesn't happen often.
I mean, yeah, you were channeling your inner forward, right, since you were, like, your kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I have not played forward that much in my life, and I don't plan to anytime soon.
Love to hear that. You know, the last couple of weeks, Brady, this team has just seen a surge of youth players. And Fedor Svechkov, Zach LaRue, two of the players that scored last night, one of them being Joakim Kimmel, who had two assists as well. What have you seen out of those young players that just exudes more confidence for this team going forward at the home stretch?
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, I think just energy that they can bring to the lineup is a massive thing. It was great. Yeah, great to see Kemi get two points last night. He's been playing well, just hasn't really found the score sheet that much. But, yeah, just that energy that they can bring. We obviously lost some big character guys in our room at the trade deadline, and for young guys to come in and it's tough to fill those shoes, but these guys have done a great job so far, and hopefully they can keep it going.
Yeah, another young player in Ryan Ufko. Obviously, Nick Hague not in the lineup last night. What have you seen out of Ufko that's just encouraged you guys as well in the locker room?
He's been, I mean, just very impressive. Just with, I think, on the ice with the puck, is just, he's obviously has a great skill set that he's an elite, I mean, puck-moving defenseman, great power play guy. He has a ton of poise with the puck. That's what stands out to me. And then off the ice, he's a great kid. He's competitive, wants to learn, and he's fit in great with our team. So he's been a great add for us.
Predators defenseman Brady Shea is on the Chase and Big Joe Show. All right, now we head to Utah tomorrow night, and you guys have done so great on this road trip. What is it about Utah? It's a team you haven't faced in a long time. When you're going, Brady, back-to-back, so fast, how do you prepare for a team like Utah that you haven't seen a lot? I mean, I know you fly out there to Utah today. How do you get the scouting report, or you just go out there and kind of play your game but know what they're strong at, what they're not strong at? You got to learn this, right, in the next 24 hours?
Yeah, we try to get on top of it. I mean, our video coach Lawrence Filoni is one of the best in the game for us. He gives us a great scouting report before each game, kind of tells us what the tendencies are for the other team and all that. But you're right, it does happen so quick that, you know, for the most part, you try to just focus on how we're playing and what we can do to be successful. So there are a few things that Law will point out to us, and they definitely help. And then, you know, also we need to focus on our game and play the way we know that makes us successful.
Barry Trotz had told us one time that in times like this, going on the road is a good thing because it's you guys versus the world. And I got to know, you know, shutting up Anaheim last night, that crowd had to be great. Is that how you kind of approach this? It's you guys versus the world right now?
Yeah, I mean, I believe so. I mean, I think it has that playoff feel right now for us. We're obviously, this is kind of the time of year, like the sun's coming out, it's nice weather, and then you're playing huge hockey games. So the way our schedule is lined up, we're playing teams that are either ahead of us or behind us by a few points this whole trip, it seems like. So we need to be very focused and, you know, need to have that playoff mentality going into these games.
Brady, when talking about Barry Trotz, obviously making the announcement he's retired at the end of the season, but what's he been like for a vocal standpoint in between games with you guys? How involved is he with the just talking to players in between games?
He's great. I mean, he's very if you want to talk to him, he's very approachable. Obviously, he's just a great guy, a great human, and you know, we pass each other, guys will pass him, and he definitely says hi and all that. He's been great. An unbelievable career for him, and obviously we're trying to make him proud and get in this playoff spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, on this long road trip, how have you been able to kind of decompress and just take your mind off things, just trying to get too much in the weeds when it comes to the hockey games?
Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you're obviously so focused on hockey, and you want to do whatever you can to help the team win. So it is hard, but I mean, I think this weather here in California has been, that helps for sure. Seeing the sun and then the ocean and all that. So that obviously helps. And, had some dinner with some of the guys the other night. So obviously it's nice to do that and not always talk about hockey. So it was, we definitely find a little bit of time.
Hey Brady, who picked up the check the other night at dinner?
Eric Howla did. He lost the credit card game, so he ended up, unfortunately for him, he had to pay for that one.
Is there a limit? Like, you can't order more than $40 in food, or is it free-for-all?
It's kind of free-for-all.
Yeah.
With a little respect. A little respect, but nothing. You get what you want, for sure.
Oh, I love it. Brady Shea, thank you. Brady, when you come back on Saturday at 4 o'clock versus Minnesota, the weather in Nashville is supposed to be mid-80s and sunny. So the Bridgestone's going to go crazy on Saturday. So thank you for what you guys have done. This city is on fire with you guys right now. So I appreciate your time, Brady. Go kick Utah's ass, and we'll see you Saturday, my man.
Yes, sir. Awesome. That sounds great. Can't wait to get back.
All right, Brady Shea, join us now out in California, about to head to Utah to pound the, is it the Mammoth?
Yeah,
the
Utah Mammoth. Mammoth.
Yeah.
Have you seen their Zamboni lately?
Yeah, good.
Crazy.
That's fine. Do a slap shot and break that thing.
Yeah.
Move on, right? So thanks to Brady Shea. Thank the Predators. I'm all in, man. One game at a time. I am all in. I want some playoff hockey. This team, I mean, last night they beat the snot out of them.
Yes, they did. I've been on this train since November. I know
right.
People looked at me like I was a crazy head. Like
we did.
Five heads going off my shoulders.
Yep.
But this team is good. I don't care what anybody says. They have a old core and a young core. What we've seen in the last couple of games where this,
right.
Like I even asked Brady about the young players. They're contributing in key points of the game.
Like I love it.
Last night, I think it was, what, four first-rounders or three first-rounders got points? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy to think that now this young core is playing meaningful games for this hockey team, and you can actually build off that and not just look forward to, oh, we might have a lottery pick after the season and look forward to next season with the new GM. No, what you got right now,
right.
Go with it.
Right, and I hate the, well, if you get in, you get beat anyway. I just drive the loser mentality for some fans drives me insane. Saturday matinee at 4 o'clock,
oh.
Bridgestone's going to be off the chart. If they beat Utah tomorrow night, which I think they will, because I'm one game at a time, I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
They come in here versus Minnesota, know what they're at stake with three games left.
It'll be the hottest ticket in town, honestly.
I'm on it, man.
All about it.
We going?
Yeah, I'm in.
Do you have an event to do?
Let's see. What's this weekend? The single digits or the 10th or 9th?
It's the 11th.
11th, the double digits. I'm okay. Yeah, let's go.
We should go and have a good time. So, all right. Thank you, Brady Shea. All right, coming up next, this is a really cool segment. We're going to talk to Ron Cook, who started the NFL Quarterback Legends Club. The stories he's got about NFL quarterbacks is just amazing. He'll join us next. We're live at the Omni National Hotel, right here, 102.5 The Game.